I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Adam Carter, his belief in this segment is so strong. As a Vikings fan, he's put on his Helga's horns. He has his Zubas on. And he's painted his chest in the shape of Francis Tarkington. All right, Adam Carter, diehard Viking fan. If they lose a couple games this year and Kirk Cousins, Adam Thielen, and other players, because let me give you the numbers here. From the Washington Post, this is not from that Adam Carter phony newsletter, by the way. Attacking the newsletter. What do you think about that? 70% of the players have started the process, but the better number is 64.5% of the Vikings are vaccinated. What an embarrassing number that is. How ticked off are you to be, Viking faithful, if the team loses those games, Carter, and you can make an argument, hey, when you're putting Jake Browning out there or you're putting Chad Beebe out there.
Case Cookus.
He's loose, Case Cookus. How ticked off are you going to be?
I'm going to love every second of it. Are you kidding me?
Vikings fan then?
Oh, how about this? I mean, look at 2 weeks ago, Aaron Rodgers wasn't coming back. Nope. The Packers were going to have Jordan Love or whatever his name is, and it was just going to be Viking domination. Suddenly, A-Rodge is back. The Pack are back, and the Vikings are a mess.
Wait, Cook, does this sound like a passionate Viking fan right now?
Sounds like Schadenfreude right here on the 830.
Oh, my gosh. Man, oh, man. Now, that's the role I will play. I want the unvaccinated ones
for sure
to have their Trump 2024 stuff on. Put it on, baby. Because Kirk tells you nothing. One of the worst interviews in the history of the planet. Why don't you show us something, Kirk, and actually defend it. Answer some questions. No, I really don't want to talk about it. But Kirk's not the Carter. 64%. Even you can figure that out with your South St. Paul math. That's more than a third of the team has said, I don't believe in science. Your club. Your Helga horns.
No.
Just get ready for a lot of guys to miss games.
Oof. This sort of, not that we didn't really understand Zimmer's frustration the other day, but this sort of adds another layer to, you can see where he's coming from, right?
Yeah. I mean, fire up a couple separate planes, fire up some separate hotels. I think the fans, Cook, are going to be furious. I really do.
If this costs some games, absolutely.
I think even some of the ones who are unvaccinated are going to say, hey, but you guys, my view's separate, but you guys get vaccinated. Come on, I got to watch my team play.
Don't get unvaccinated on my time.
All right, so good luck to the – we got to give them a new nickname, Carter.
Who? Cousins?
The Vikings. I mean, if they're basically the unvaccinated leaders – what's a good nickname for this club when more than one out of three is saying when a pandemic has killed millions and millions of people across the country.
How about
and
this?
And the reason why the numbers are going down is vaccine. And they're basically saying, we're smarter than you.
The same thing it's been since 1961. The no-shot Minnesota Vikings.
Man. The no-shotters. I like it. That's excellent. The no-shotters. All right, let's get in the reclining seat before we go. Because I saw another battle. What a shock, some people acting like imbeciles. Where do you stand on the word imbecile, Carter?
I like buffoon better, but imbecile,
yeah, I do like buffoon better. Where they're fighting over the reclining seat, and I guess it locked in. Here's my policy as an observer of the no-shotters. As long as they have the reclining seat, the little button, as an option, I'm going to use it. If somebody behind me in a polite way asks me, hey, I've got longer legs or something's going on, will I do it? Probably no. Probably no. Just have a conversation, and I'll probably move on. But if you don't think the reclining seat should be used, then take it out. Well, I mean, how is this complicated? If it's in there and you got the little magic button, now you don't you ease back. Pro reclining the seat. If they ban it, yeah, I'd miss it a little bit, but it's not like I'm going to say, I'm a man. I'm not going to fly on this plane anymore. But no. Adam Carter, proponent of the no-shotters. Where are you on the seat recliner on a plane?
I was the last flight I was on. I never do it, and then I got up at the end, and I realized there was nobody behind me. I could have done it the whole time. I was so disappointed.
What a
chicken. My one chance to recline. No, yeah, if it's not, yeah, you have the, that's your right. The button's there for a reason.
That's it.
And, you know, if, like, I think a lot of, but, you know, I mean, a lot of us, will. We're not going to, like, actually say, hey, could you, I'm sorry, I'm a little crowded, could you put your seat back? We'll just breathe heavily for, you know, the 2 hour flight.
Tweet about it. Crumble.
Unbelievable. See the video of this guy getting taped to his seat?
Yes. My parents are worth $2 million.
That's why
they should be flying you private.
That's why I'm flying Frontier Airlines.
Dan, I think you are one. Am I right in this? You don't seat recline. Am I right?
I don't, but I don't, not because I don't think the seat should be allowed to recline. Just I don't ever have a reason, and mostly it's my back issues. I just, there isn't a reason for me to recline the seat. But my thought would be that how difficult is it if you want to recline your seat to simply turn over your shoulder, look at who's sitting behind you. If they're 6'8" or whatever it is, okay, this is probably not going to work out well if I recline this seat. Or just to say, hey, you know what? I really need to take a couple of these here. Do you mind if I recline the seat so that I'm not just shoving a tray into somebody's lap? I just don't think that's that difficult. We can all work together. Just like we can all work together to get vaccinated and end the pandemic, we can all work together so that nobody needs to get taped to their seat on the plane.
I've read about it, Dan, on the internet. I've read that those conspiracies about those people behind me. I believe it. I believe what Aunt Myrtle told me. How about when they used to, well, this still happens, but they were selling, what was that product, the seat decliner, when you could bring something on and you'd put it like in front of you and it would stop people from reclining the seat if they're in front of you. It would lock something in. I hope you're banned from a plane for a month if that happens.
I think you could do that now. You just jam the SkyMall magazine into the crease and it... You know, you rip out the page of the Garden Yeti before so you can order that on the flight and then just stick the magazine in there to stop the seat from getting reclined.
Okay, Dara wouldn't appreciate that. I don't think she does anymore. She used to write for Delta magazine.
I know, but that's different from the SkyMall. The SkyMall is the greatest. Where else can you get a bird bath, you know, with a likeness of, you know, Bob Ross in the center?
I mean, you're not wrong about any of that.
Wait a second.
And
you know
I will
that
read
I bought
that thing.
You that was my gift to Adam for the state fair.
Good.
Wait a second.
Bird baths, underrated.
I will absolutely read
bird
that
baths
thing
are
every
disgusting.
Time I'm on
it. I mean, they just poop it. I mean, just a poop.
What do you
bird
care?
Bird baths,
for
overrated.
The birds.
Overrated. You know where they take a bath? In a pond, okay? They'll find a pond. You know what they can do? They can fly, okay? They're not coming to my house to use a shower. Just find a pond, okay? What do you think about that? Where do you stand on the recliner? Yes or no? And you speak up. Because this show is pro recline those seats. There's a button for a reason. Let's use it. Let us know. 651-989-9226. Can we pot up Jordana? Jordana is suggesting. Is she on another one? Jordana, if you're there, go to access 2 or 3. Jordana is suggesting.
Oh, I am so here.
Yeah, Adam. Jordana is suggesting you can recline the seat a little bit, but not all the way. Come on.
How the hell do you monitor that?
Who decides how far you can go back, Jordana? What are you talking about?
You know the level. You just recline a little. So you let the person knows that you're not a total jerk.
Well,
but yet you need a little extra space.
You put it back a little and then you slowly kind of inch it back.
Ease
and they won't even
into
know.
It.
Then the next thing you know, your head will be on their lap.
Yeah, that sounds a little Andrew Cuomo-y, so I'm not going there.
What plane is it? It was
really
Adam on right here. Hold on a second.
Well, hello. Your own knees, father.
Oh, my God. Well, first of all, Jordan, you're so tiny, we could recline the seat back like 4 rows and we'd miss you.
Well, see,
you.
That's it. That's why I don't recline, because I'm small. But the husband is large, and his knees, you know, hit the seat in front of the you know, his knees hit the other person in front of him. So if they reclined, he would be like tiny little smushed nothing and be very uncomfortable.
Well, how does handsome husband handle that? Does he mutter or does he outwardly say something?
I mean, most of the time he's a jerk. Yeah, I mean, most of, you know, he's not shy.
He is not shy. Wait,
he's not shy.
Are you suggesting handsome husband is more outspoken than you? That come on.
He's never been thrown off the plane yet, but he'll also lean back a little bit because that helps him. So he'll do a little zhuzh. We're going to call it a zhuzh, folks. That is the measure in which you are allowed to recline your seat on a plane. One zhuzh.
Dan, do you have the buzzer nearby? No. Carter, you either can use it or you can't use it. Are you with me?
No. We live in a civil society where there has to be a middle ground,
except
for vaccines. Everybody needs a vaccine now.
Let me read some of your texts later today, and I'll review.
Oh, I know. They're horrible. They're horrible, aren't they? Please stay off the text line. It'll make you want to hang yourself.
It's fun. It's fun. It's all right. We'll be listening.
Love you guys.
We'll be zhuzhing while we're listening to your show. Thank you. Jordana's coming up next. Andy Lindis can solve all your problems with your roof, your gutters. Track him down. Enjoy the afternoon, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.